The Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. You are listening to Take 5 with Alex. I was thinking today about a few years ago, I lost an earring. A friend of mine had made me a pair of earrings for my birthday, and I really loved wearing them. And then one got lost, and I was so sad about it. Now they're not expensive earrings, but they're special to me. And I asked the Lord to show me where the earring was, and I found it. And that just proved to me once again that God does care about the little things. He cares about the little things that we care about. Now, look at Mark 10 from verse 13 to 16. Then they brought little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter into it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. In his book, The Ragamuffin Gospel, Brennan Manning says, "Mark notes carefully that Jesus picked them up one by one, cradled them, and gave each of them his blessing." I agree with him because I'm sure there were more than three or four children, and you can't just pick up a whole bunch of kids in your arms and put your hands on them and bless them and drop them again. So Jesus showed each one of them that he cares for them. And also in the same book, Brennan Manning quotes Robert Frost, who says, "I'm so glad Jesus didn't suggest they group all the children together for a sort of general blessing because he was tired. Instead, he took time to hold each child close to his heart and to earnestly pray for them all. Then they joyfully scampered off to bed." One is tenderly reminded of a beautiful messianic passage from the prophets. "He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and will gently lead those who have their young." Isaiah 40 verse 11. I think there's a lesson here for anyone who would seek to set any kind of false condition concerning just who should be the recipients of God's grace. He blessed them all. God cares for every one of us. He cares for everyone individually and specially. And just because we are all different we are all different. He made each one of us different. And that is why He can care for each one of us individually the way we are. We don't have to feel silly or foolish because our prayers are different to anyone else's prayers. God knows what's going on in our hearts, and He knows what's special to us. And we must remember that even though big issues are important, little issues aren't less important. There's nothing that's too big for God to handle, but there's nothing that's too small for Him to care about. So when we speak to Him, we can open our hearts, we can open our souls to Him and give all the big things, but all the little things to Him as well. Have a lovely day.